This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Coming back at you in hour number two. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. Well, play.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining us from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I don't even want to go there. I started the show up. Nothing wanted to work. It was just all kinds of stuff. So anyway, you had a little bit of excitement, didn't you? You had to get out there and practice your Second Call Defense jiu-jitsu, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You know, and I have a sixth sense about this. Yesterday I was thinking, you know, it's been a while. And I'm always thinking it's generally in the morning, and I received a phone call, and it was 1 a.m. Husband and wife in their home. The case is so fresh and it's still pending, so I'm not going to even tell you what city it is, but you don't need to know that. The facts will be fine. Husbands, and what's interesting about this is that both the husband and wife had emigrated to the United States from Great Britain, where they didn't, couldn't own guns. And so they're happy to be able to own guns in America and a productive member of American society. About 1 o'clock, they heard a banging outside and somebody broke their bedroom window with a rock. The husband grabbed his firearm, started immediately screaming as the hand came over the windowsill to boost himself up and get in. "I have a gun, stay out." Guy's halfway in, he's screaming, "I have a gun, stay out." He gets inside. He's screaming, "I have a gun. Get out." Still kept advancing. Two shots were fired. The shots struck the individual in the neck. Didn't get into caliber. Didn't get into anything else that was going on. But the victim survived through surgery. Police spent 4 or 5 hours there investigating. You know, the full crime scene investigation. Because remember, folks, when you pull the trigger, and you're in your home, your home's a crime scene now. So they processed the crime scene, 4 hours, you know, lightly questioned the member. Clearly, this is a self-defense shooting, breaking and entering at night, so it's a burglary, the worst kind of offense at common law you could commit. Gave him warnings, was where he wasn't supposed to be. The police informed him that he tried to break into 3 other homes before he got to that home. They're essentially following this guy, from home to home to home when the report would be made. And he made it in this point in time. And, you know, to me, it's a good clean shoot. All of us, you know, I'd happily defend that if it ever had to be. But there's an investigation. And they said they don't know if charges would be filed. I mean, that's just something common. So now all the evidence and all the evidence they have is going to be taken to the prosecutor, who will make a decision. Our clients have an attorney. I refer them to an attorney immediately. So they have that protection going for them. They use the service. They said only what they needed to say. They were guided through it. And I had to, and this is something that we need to, that I never think about, Bill, and you probably do, and a lot of your listeners probably do. The husband had to hand the phone to his wife. He couldn't hear. He could not hear. firing shots in a closed room like that is devastating on your ears, and I totally forgot about that. So
there are some people out there that actually want to put a set of those noise-canceling headphones next to their gun that they're going to have to grab just for that reason, because pulling the trigger on a weapon is actually akin to a detonation indoors.
Right. And I just never thought about that.
Well, you are right about that.
So I can't imagine the pressure and the feeling and what his ears were going through. But, you know, who would have thought? I mean, talking to them, great people, good neighborhood, never would have imagined. Just an individual, according to the police, had a drug addiction problem, was high on drugs, and was looking for his next fix, or who knows what. But house number 1, 2, and 3, he couldn't get into, and with a rock, he got into this house. And you can imagine smashing a window and then crawling through that same window. Well, what kind of intellect and what kind of thinking or thought process is going through this individual's mind? I've always said this, folks. You can generally predict human behavior. Throw drugs into the mix, all bets are off. You have no idea. Everything seems reasonable at that point in time.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. That I have to agree with. Oh well.
So it worked. It worked like it was supposed to, and you know I'm hopeful that the right thing is done. But it's you know these folks and I spoke to them probably a couple hours ago. They still really don't realize what happened. They're still trying to recover mentally and emotionally as just what happened. And you know, I said, folks, you know, do you have any friends you can go to, any place you can go for Thanksgiving just to try to put this out of your head? And the wife said, geez, I totally forgot tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So you can imagine, I mean, and you've had an experience of this more than I have also, just the emotional aftermath of a shooting like that. And what does a good guy with a gun say? Thank God I didn't kill him. You know, after the fact.
Yeah.
Happy he's alive.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that part of the self-defense part, that's something that we don't talk about nearly enough. But it's a reason. One of the reasons to join Second Call Defense is because in the Defender Plan, which is the 1995 plan, which is the mid-range plan, they have this caveat for you to see a psychologist. And you're going to want to see a psychologist, because if you shoot somebody, even if you don't kill him, no, especially if you shoot him in your house, every time, like if they're coming through the front door, every time you look at that front door, you're going to be reminded of it. You're going to see those swirls of smoke that came out of the weapon. You're going to remember how that, when you pull the trigger in an enclosed space, you feel a thud and then a ringing in your ears and then silence. And it's there's a whole lot of phenomena that goes into play when you shoot somebody. So, and that's the beauty of having Second Call Defense, because just out of curiosity, Sean, do you guys, like when you have to swing somebody into play, do you actually call these members up and say, hey, listen, do you want to speak to somebody? Do you know that you can speak to somebody about this if you'd like to?
Yeah, I always say that. In fact, that was the last conversation I had. I said, remember, We offer psychological counseling. I can't imagine what you're going through, but if you need to talk to somebody and you need help, go out and find any psychologist or psychiatrist of your own choosing and send us the bill. And, you know, we paid from between 20 to 40 sessions.
Yes. Defender Plan plays for 20. Believe me, you won't go to 20, but you'll be happy to know that you do have them. Coming up on the first break, secondcalldefense.org. Go join them today. If you're walking around carrying a gun, if you're carrying a gun in your car, if you have it in the house for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. And I'm still quick on the clock. See, this is what happens, Sean. Everything goes. I'm getting rid of this clock right now, and I'm going to go with this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is the CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Let me ask you a question. Here we are. Here we are now. We got Trump picking his cabinet. We've got all of these very special snowflakes rebelling and rioting and all this other stuff, which I, you know, I'm trying really hard to remember the Mormon uprising when Romney lost. Just can't bring it up. Are you, when you guys are looking at this, are you beginning to think maybe that you may see some riot self-defense cases as Romney continues? I mean, every time Romney picks somebody else, there's reason to hate them, and they're coming out, and then that just starts a whole new rash of protests and burnings and attacks and all this stuff. Are you guys looking at that saying, we may be defending somebody who gets up there and has to fight a crowd?
You know, I've actually been having discussions with a few different folks around the country about this, attorneys that are in the area where some of this unrest is. And, you know, I've discussed scenarios and situations, and it's just a matter of time because of what these people are doing, these numbskulls and the way they're acting and how they're ramping it up every day, a little bit more. Can you imagine if what would have happened if the guy that was dragged out and beaten was a concealed carry holder? You know, and that's the reality of it, folks. We have to, you know, prepare for the worst as best we can and start thinking about situations like that. And maybe it's a situation that you and I would never have thought about last year, you know, to try to mentally prepare ourselves. But, you know, it's a fact of life. So, yes, you know, I think the probability increases and, you know, who knows what's going to happen as these people are allowed to are pandered to and are getting more brazen in what they're doing. I mean, now we're taking American flags down off college campuses because we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
Well, I noticed the other day that the demonstrators inadvertently ran into a Marine Corps pub crawl. That had to be fun for them.
Yeah, it must have been.
I would imagine. Now, what would this lead to, you think, if these protesters, like, say, attacking the guy that they don't, you know, he didn't have a Trump sticker on his. We're talking about the guy that he pulled out of the car, beat
right
up. Because
right,
he voted for Trump. Nobody, he never said he voted for Trump. There's no indication of him voting for Trump. He was just basically attacked because he was white, you know. I mean, you know, and they just decided that he voted for Trump for some reason. What do you think the reaction turns out to be in the country if they, you know, if this guy suddenly produces a weapon and defends himself?
Well, and especially if it's on TV, you know, you have Elizabeth Warren telling that they're going to beat the NRA. They couldn't do anything when they had the majority of both houses and the White House except pass Obamacare. They got none of their anti-gun agenda and none of the big things. I mean, certainly there's a lot more restrictions, and so, you know, they're working on gun control. But they failed, and so now what they're saying they're going to do is they're going to defeat the NRA, and they're going to get this kind of legislation through. Well, they couldn't do it when they're in power. They can't do it now, but you know what it allows them to do? It allows them to gin up their base and start screaming and yelling and making sure that these issues don't go away. And that's why it never ends with fraud for you and I and your listeners. The fight is always there. We need to band together. We need to call our state representatives, our United States senators and congressmen, and let them know we want gun legislation put back on track. We want national reciprocity. We want all the anti-gun executive orders that were passed and everything that was done and every memo that went out to the ATF and whatever else has happened needs to be rescinded, and we need to get things back in order because, folks, they will still listen to our phone calls. And then, most importantly, we need to carry on these conversations. We can't think that everything is all right. We got to talk to our neighbors, and, yes, we may have to be politically incorrect. My New Year's resolution is going to be I'm not going to be politically correct. All that is muzzling us. The progressives are attacking us, and we sit as good little boys and girls, and we don't want to upset anybody, and so we don't. Well, the time to stop doing that is over. We need to let the world know who we are, what we stand for, and not be afraid to do it.
I don't know if you listened to the last segment, but we're working on the, I'm working with Arbalest Quarrel on trying to get the national reciprocity. Still waiting to figure out what that bill is going to look like. They, and I'd like to get your, well, we got a couple of minutes on this. One thing they don't want to see is a national concealed carry permit. What do you think?
That's probably one thing they don't want to see, and they're going to have some pretty good excuses not to make that happen. What was it, 4 or 5 years ago, and Senator Voinovich from Ohio cast the vote that defeated it. But they're probably, that vote was always out there. But really, with the House the way that it is, with the Senate the way it is, and with the White House the way it is, there's no excuse not to have that. That just makes so much sense to do, and it's easy, and it doesn't give the federal government any control. People argue, well, that puts the federal government in control of concealed carry. No, it doesn't. It just tells the states, you're going to recognize everybody's concealed carry permits with reciprocity.
One thing that nobody's really taken, there's two things about this new makeup of this new government that I sort of like. President Obama set the stage with the imperial presidency, which Trump can run with that now. And Reid was the one that got rid of the 60 vote.
I came back and bit him. I was so happy because I was thinking the whole time they did this, and I say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now, basically, you're looking, I would get every federal district court appointment done, magistrates, court of appeals, I would run them. We can do it. Let's get our courts in place. Let's get our appointments in place. And they really have little to nothing to say about any of his appointments because they can't really stop them. You know, they did it to themselves.
Yes, they did. And I was so happy when McConnell didn't give that back. I expected him to, and he didn't. He's actually surprised me twice. When he didn't give that back and when he got out there and said, we're not going to consider. Now he looks like Nostradamus, sort of like us, when he got out there and made this call not to do this. Second call defense. Joining them means that you have completed your self-defense setup, your kit. You have that because that's the last thing that you need. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself on Thanksgiving Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Memorized. No problems here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is founder and CEO Sean Maloney. I've got a question for you, because you were talking about how Pocahontas got out there and she was talking the other day. America isn't listening to the media anymore for the most part. They're not listening to the media. They're not listening to the polls. They're not listening to the liberals. And I think they may be listening. They're waiting on Trump, which we all are. But I think there's been a shift, if you will. What do you think?
I think there definitely has been. The sleeping giant was partially nudged awake and reacted. And if you look at things state by state, I can tell you that in the state of Ohio, because of Kasich, Governor Kasich, who was running for president the next time around, and was hoping that Hillary won so he could run against her, The Ohio Republican Party didn't provide any funding. The powers that be didn't provide any help and assistance. It was the National Rifle Association. It was other liberty groups, other veterans groups that really carried the torch in Ohio. And I think that people are awakened. And they understand now what it's like to have your liberty at risk for the first time. And now the discussion we need to have is, now that everything is all right, we still need to consider what if. What if, you know, the worst case scenario would have taken place? We need to prepare ourselves for that eventuality, so we are willing to fight again to make sure that it doesn't happen. Because think about it. You know, Al Gore and his group of people, and they're just talking about, you know, gun control. You know, their common sense regulations or whatever it is. But what's Hillary Clinton talking about? Hillary Clinton's talking about taking our guns, folks. She's talked about that for years, and she never kept it a secret. She loves what they did in Australia, and that's what she wants to do to America. So we weren't looking at gun control. We weren't looking at assault rifle bans or whatever they want to call it. We were looking at the wholesale confiscation of firearms in America. Now, whether she would have accomplished it or not, that's not the point. We're going to have somebody in the White House potentially that thinks like that, that doesn't give any credence, any weight to the Civil Rights Amendments, to the Constitution, to the Founding Fathers, to what it means to be an American, what it means to be an American citizen. To her, we're American subjects. And we need to take all the lessons we can away from this, because it's going to happen again. And I encourage everybody to download it online for free. Get Sololinsky, and I want you to do it for free because I don't want you to make Sololinsky any money. But read Rules for Radicals. That's their playbook. That's exactly what they've done. They're using the playbook again right now. They're making us feel bad. They're making us politically correct. And so we're going to be good little boys and girls, and we're going to sit with our hands folded and say, boy, you know, I wonder how everybody's doing. You know, we should be more sensitive to the fact that they lost. We can't do that anymore. We need to learn a lesson, and we need to pay attention to what they did, because they ran the playbook. Read Sololinsky's. It's an easy read. It's thin, but when they do things like that, for instance, it doesn't matter if they lose. It didn't matter that they lost in the Zimmerman case. The first thing that they did within 10 minutes, they started screaming throughout the nation that we had to get rid of Stand Your Ground. Folks, Stand Your Ground was never even an issue in the Zimmerman trial, but they followed Sololinsky's playbook, and they made their own issue up. And they screamed, and we still do not have Stand Your Ground in the state of Ohio because of that. That legislation was pending. It was going to pass the Republican House, Senate, and the governor was going to be forced to sign it. As soon as Zimmerman came out and they started screaming, we curled up and went back into our shell. We have to get out of our shell. We need to pledge not to be politically correct and speak our mind and protect ourselves.
So, wow. Why am I echoing? Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm not echoing now. So, do you really believe, though, that... I mean, I myself am looking at what they're doing and all the junk they got going on, and all I see is it's just building up. Very soon, when Trump takes charge, there's no telling what he's going to do. He was talking about law and order and everything. Obama's not out there wanting to stop it. He wants to leave everything in a shambles. But and I'm about to choke. You go ahead and answer that, please.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. Talking law and order, certainly as a country, we can't let these people, we can't have lawlessness. I don't believe that Hillary Clinton is going to walk, that they're going to leave her alone. Right now, based on the fact that we're not going to do anything to Hillary Clinton, there's law and order doesn't exist in America again. We need to reestablish law and order. We need to reestablish the fact that our police represent us and we have their back. One thing that I did is I bought a 15-foot blue LED Christmas decoration line, just a rope. I put two fence posts up, stretched it, and that's my only Christmas decoration. Told my family, this year we're not doing anything. It's time to support our police.
I saw that one. The thin blue line.
The thin blue line. And, folks, it has to start with us, and we need to talk. We can't just be quiet and let bygones be bygones, so to speak, or we just can't turn other cheek and not say something about the injustices that we see. And it starts with us just communicating about it. The lamestream media and all these progressive do-gooders have us terrified to speak our mind. We don't know what to say and what we're allowed to say anymore. Well, I'm going to say what's on my mind and what I would have said all along. It's not, there's nothing wrong about what I'm saying. It's my opinion. And I can express my opinion. And you know what? I can express my opinion when I'm not in a safe zone.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That's the other thing. I'm waiting for one of these things to, they inadvertently popped up in front of the gyrenes. That had to be a sobering moment for them. I'm waiting for them to pop up in front of a, I don't know, maybe some pipe hitters or something that, you know.
Well, and you know as well as I do that the longer these continue, the people that can take advantage of these things and want to institute violence, want to start riots, want to loot, they're going to jump on the bandwagon. They're going to mix themselves into there, and then all hell is going to break loose.
Yeah, it's amazing the things that we saw. I'm waiting to see if Trump cranks up something against Soros with all of that little rabble-rousing he had going on. I'm waiting to see about that. So,
it'd be nice to think that our federal government would at least investigate known incidences of voter intimidation, firebombing Trump campaign headquarters, beating up Trump supporters, you know, going after them. That's all against the law. We have statutes, federal and state, against that. But you know what? When it happens to us, you know, we don't even seem to care about that, and we don't want to make sure anything is done about it. Well, it's time that we reestablish law and order. It's time that places like Baltimore don't exist anymore. That they have proper leadership, and someone's not going to say, you know what? We're just going to let it get them out of their system. What kind of America is that?
I don't know. We'll be right back.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. And Sean, we have a call from PW in Indiana. Yes, sir. What is on your mind tonight, sir?
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call tonight. I want to know, is the dump button all set up and ready to go?
Well, do we have to use it? I mean, can't we just...
I always like to make sure in case, you know, the stars align in the wrong direction and things go off the rails. I want to be covered.
Oh. Well, but on the board we're saying it is, but we'd rather not use it.
Okay. Well, we won't use it tonight. I just thought I'd check. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. There's a couple things tonight in relation to the thin blue line comments. And I think it's important that America supports those folks who go out every night in the dark and have no idea what is about to confront them next, and support them 100%. On the other end of the spectrum, it would be good to kind of get an idea across that those thin blue line folks that maybe have been in the field a little long and have some jaded attitudes, try to get an idea that maybe they need to dial it back a bit if possible. And treat folks like, they're not completely the bad guys all the time. So well, I think that's...
And you know what? And that's all. I see the best and worst of people on my daily practice of law. And it's important to note that there are a lot of stopping points in place now. There's a lot of things in place for police officers who have been through hell for careers. And the federal government tried to come in and do it. And I'm aware of that because in Cincinnati there was a shooting. There were riots, and of course, because of the riots, the few people that rioted, the federal government had to come in and take control of the Cincinnati Police Department for a certain point in time and make sure they knew what they were doing. So I do agree that there are a few bad apples and a few bad eggs, and it's been my experience, BW, that they're doing more than they've ever done before to make sure that that they're taking care of the officers and making sure they're properly taking care of us. But that's a good point.
Well, I think, you know, it's for the country to come together. A few of those pockets of, I don't know, call it whatever you want, where the thin blue line has got a little bit of too quick a response, et cetera, that they try to temper that, as well as the folks who are on the other side of the fence realize that, you know, with all, you know, every day when I open the news system up, it's telling me about three or four shootings in my area, and I find out that there's police folks that have been shot, ambushed. It's just an ever-widening gap, and our country has to come together to try to solve those issues on both ends. And I wouldn't want that job. You know, there's no way that I could walk up night after night after night where 2 weeks ago my buddy got nailed sitting in his car writing a ticket. So, you know, there's no perfect answer, but I think the awareness needs to be that you know, this country has to, in terms of Donald Trump's issue of making America great again, it's going to need to be everybody trying to do their part to make this country go back on a track that's correct and just. And like I say, I have no idea what that answer is, but somebody has got, you know, has to want to first.
Well, I can tell you the simplest, easiest way to do it first is that you have a White House and the executive branch that respects people, that doesn't create the division in America that we have, that doesn't go have a beer with the person that just tried to kill a police officer just because the police officer reacted in the legally proper manner, and then you ignore the family and the police department that's being attacked. So when you have an executive branch in the government that supports everybody, and that's going to be the first step. I mean, this divide was created on purpose. For what reason? I don't know. I don't have George Soros' ear, and I certainly don't have Obama's ear, but this country was in the state that it is now purposely. It didn't happen by accident. And you're right, it's time to get it back on track. You know, whatever that is, I'm confident that Donald Trump is the right person for the job. I'm impressed by the appointments he's making. I'm impressed by the fact that he's already been to church more times than Obama was in his entire 8-year presidency. That says something about the character of the individual that we elected president. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate Trump's direction, and at this point I can only hope that a fraction of his direction takes fruition, and we see stuff that really takes a direction that's solid. My concern is, just this morning, when I heard a few issues in the news where, for instance, Donald Trump has kind of backtracked on his enthusiasticness to prosecute Hillary, I think he's beginning to get past the promises of anything's fair game in politics.
Don't forget, It's not his job to prosecute Hillary. That's what his Justice Department is for. So as president, you know, it's best that he's not being vindictive, but there's a whole layer of people that can step in line to do that. And certainly there's a lot of campaign rhetoric that goes around, and the Dalai Lama said it today. Once the campaign's over, the true measure of the man comes out, and Dalai Lama said, Donald Trump's going to be all right. We're going to be all right. He's going to be a good president.
Well, I certainly believe he is, but I think at the same time you have to agree to some point that the legalities are within the justice system, but there are certain cues that the president-elect has that may or may not have some kind of an effect and direction on how things may or may not go.
We'll see. We got till on January the 20th. We'll find out. I'm about to run out of time. PW, thanks very much for the call. Happy Thanksgiving,
gentlemen. Have a bird for me. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll see what I'm sure. I'm very sure that Sessions is ready to go. So I mean, and you know, like we talked about earlier, only takes 51 votes for him to become the Attorney General. So.
I know. It's a wondrous thing.
Yeah, I'm going to run out of time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, to the cult of George and everybody at Second Call Defense. I will be in touch on the other side as soon as we get there. Second Call Defense, this is the place where you go to complete. You've bought your holster. You've bought your gun. You've taken your training. You go every weekend to the range. You've done all the possible scenarios, save one. The last scenario that you haven't done is if you do shoot somebody in self-defense, what comes after that? Well, what comes after that is you're going to call the police, and then you're calling an associate of Sean Maloney. And then that person is going to take over your defense from that point forward, because your defense just entered a whole new realm when you had to pull that trigger. And the only way for you to emerge on the other side whole is to be a member of Second Call Defense. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Session, please.
And we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.